Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard about school bullying? Or have you heard about the latest thing, cyberbullying? Tell me, would you like to learn more about how to stop it? Have you ever wanted to know more about why kids will do this to each other? Now, can you imagine a step-by-step process that will end school bullying? Yes, I'm saying it will end it. Tell me, think about it. Do you know what the main characteristics are of a real bully? Tell me, when was the last time you heard about the importance of reading to children? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place, and I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to a success coach extraordinaire. He has provided us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons. Before I introduce my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in during the show if you have any questions. The call-in number is 818-431-506. Now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my guest today. He has the college degrees and certifications of a professional educator. Plus, he has 49 years of professional experience in middle school and high school settings. That real-life experience with thousands of students and teachers is what uniquely qualifies him to write this book. He has been presenting to groups large and small for over 25 years. Besides the credibility of his knowledge, he brings warmth, humor, and a compassionate understanding of students that audiences love. Groups who bring him to provide training for their organizations enjoy learning the stop bullying process. His personal insights and examples leave the audience with enhanced understanding and confidence. My guest is passionate about helping eliminate bullying, so he makes himself available for in-person media interviews, workshops, seminars, and even one-on-one coachings. When you want to schedule him to speak about bullying, contact him or email him. He can help you stop bullying in your school. This process works. During his years of serving as principal, implementing innovations in the school curriculum, my guest was honored to be listed as Personalities of the South. He is passionate about communicating with the world. He's an amateur radio operator. He participated in and then led emergency communications planning and exercises. As an expert in this field, he wrote training documents for emergency management. I am pleased to welcome to our show today for the first time my guest, Larry Bynes. Hi, Larry. How are you doing today?
Good morning to you, January. We're doing fine.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on the show, and I wanted to tell my listeners that Larry comes to us via Dale Breakage, who is a regular on the show. And Dale contacted me and said that Larry would be a fantastic guest, and I love your topic. We're going to be talking about bullying, and tell us how you came to be an advocate to help stop bullying in the schools.
Well, that's an interesting concern of many people currently. And first, let me say again, thank you for opening up a possible discussion that relates to this ever-growing problem within our schools nationally and actually through the world.
Uh-huh.
My concern about this has to do with so many years of dealing with it. One thing that I have noticed, and I'm not trying to put the workshops and the presentations that qualified people come and have assembly programs with students and teachers,
mm-hmm.
and they talk about bullying. I'm not saying that those are not effective. I am saying, for my experience, they do not stop bullying.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, unfortunately, there is a somewhat normal characteristic on the part of the adolescent, the pre-adolescent. That's that grade 3 through about 12 and even going beyond into college, where bullying is just seems to a natural experience that these kids will experience or do. So when you draw attention to bullying by having these programs that call all the students to an assembly and you make the presentation,
mm-hmm.
it does an awareness. It does make some difference. But the bottom line,
mm-hmm.
from my experience, and my experiences are quite intense and quite expansive, that does not stop bullying.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be, in the school's environment, in the school's personnel, a person that can implement mediation and conflict resolution issues and do it in such a way that the child that's being bullied is not afraid to come to the mediator,
mm-hmm.
for fear of additional retaliation, which is often a concern and why so many kids that are being bullied don't come tell their parents or teachers or anyone.
Uh-huh.
Because of the fear that it will get worse.
Yeah, yeah.
So there
absolutely.
Has to be someone, a counselor or someone on the staff, that has the ability to be a mediator. And that's not a complex situation. It's not,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't have to have 5 years of college to know how to do that. Just concerned, and I have stipulated the process in the book. But the bottom line, someone needs to be on that campus that the kid can say, I can come to without fear, and I can bring this person who is bullying me and not be fearful that person that's bullying me will make it worse.
Right.
Because this is not going to be a disciplinary process. This person is not going to be suspended from school. This person, if we can work through the conflict, then all we do is we make a record of it within the school's intervention file, but it does not require that the child be severely punished if the problem with the bullying can be solved at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's more to it than that, and it's in the book. All of this has to be in writing, and there's a conflict, this process where the two that are the one that's being bullied and the student that's bullying, they have to have eye contact with each other and open up and discuss exactly how the bully made the person being bullied feel about what they said and what they did. So it's a opening of the door where a child can really confess and really profess and explain the pain that they have been involved with.
Okay, so then is this when they come to the mediator, is this a completely a confidential situation and they don't have to worry about it being made public?
That's affirmative. They do not need to worry about it. It is a privacy. You know, privacy is a very significant issue in our world today. Because of issues where that has been violated and it's created legal issues. In our schools, we always tell these students, and they're great, they agree. They don't want people to know about it. So when we tell them we don't want them to go out and discuss it with the school community, we do indicate, please, if you feel the necessity, go talk this over with your parents. But it is not something that needs to be discussed with your peers.
Well, I can.
I can understand
that, because no one wants to be bullied. Yet on the same side, no one wants to be identified as the bullier, because they are definitely the bad guy. You know, right now we've seen so much in the news about young people who have been bullied and they have committed. Suicide, and it's gone to the extreme where they have taken their lives. Now, a lot of this has been related to homosexuality. Do you think that that's a trend that we're seeing where people pick on other kids who they think are gay?
That is definitely part of the problem, but it goes beyond just that homosexuality issue. Anyone that a child may look at and see as being different, coming from another country, speaking a different language, having a different skin color, laughing differently, not being able to understand an assignment, being a little bit afraid to develop friendships with other people.
Yeah.
Those students that exhibit those characteristics become vulnerable.
Okay.
If they are different in many ways that are considered by the norm as being somewhat or even more than somewhat out of the norm, then they become the object of being bullied.
Okay, yeah. That is just, it's such a sad situation going on. You know, Larry, I have to take a break. I get to take a break, and we hear a word from our sponsor. But when we come back, I want to discuss your website, where people can get your book, and the five different styles of bullying. And I want to talk a little bit about cyberbullying. We'll be right back with Larry Vines.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn, and always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back. This is January Jones with my wonderful guest, Larry Vines, today. And we've been talking about bullying. And Larry, I would like, I would want you to share your website information with my listeners and tell them where they can get your book.
Let me go back real quick to reiterate a point that you made. I have a statistic that 2010-2011, that school year, seven students across the United States not longer being able to handle the threats of bullying within their environment, their school, or in their community. Those seven students committed suicide either by overdose, of drugs, by shooting themselves, or hanging themselves. That was seven students because the intensity of the bullying was so severe that they could not and did not feel that they had a recourse other than death.
That is so sad.
And you know, as far as the, go ahead.
And so often, the children who are doing the bullying, they say, oh, we were just teasing. It didn't mean anything. And so often they don't realize that it's the victim that takes the brunt of the whole thing. And to them, it's a very devastating experience, which obviously leads to people committing suicide. We just really have to make the people more aware and give them a way that they can work this out, which is in your book, Stop Bullying, A Step-by-Step Process. Could you share your website and your how we can get your book?
Yes, I can. We have a website, and I will read it or list it very slowly. www.larry, and I spell L-A-R-R-Y, dot Vines, and that's V-I-N-E-S, at the at sign, stopbullyingprocess.com. All that is one word.
Okay.
And there's a phone number where they can contact me. There's an email address for contacting me. And there's a link to Amazon where the book can be purchased.
Okay. And this is a quick read. This is a 32-page book, so it's not a long book, but it is a step-by-step process to end bullying in schools that Larry Vines has developed. Let's talk about the five different styles of bullying that goes on.
All right, let's do that. You mentioned previously that oftentimes the bully in mediation, and I know this because I conduct maybe five or six a day, the bully comes in and said, I was just playing. I didn't have any malicious intent involved in what I was doing. But we have to understand that the child that's being bullied is the reality issue. If they perceive that it is actually a bully issue, then we have to deal with their perception, not the perception of the kid that's doing the bullying. Now, let's define what we, through research and through just years of working on this problem, in principalships, I saw that happen. I saw guns brought to school where kids were so angry and so hurt. One fat kid was 300 pounds, and another kid was just absolutely tormenting him because of his overweight. I don't have time to get into that, but I've seen these things over the last 25 or 30 years. So bullying is just taking on a more significant concern in the most recent time because of deaths and so forth. But let me give you what we see in our research as basically four and I've currently broken it down to five. Number one is the physical bullying. And physical bullying quickly is often kicking or shoving or hitting someone.
Okay.
And let me go back. Boys and girls engage in bullying, both boys and girls.
Uh-huh.
The boys usually physical, the girls usually reactional. And let me get into the explanation of what that is later. But boys are higher in their percentage of bullying than girls. And that figure may change. All right, number two is verbal bullying. That's use of words, name-calling, racist comments, harsh, teasing. And number three, which at one point I had tied in with number two, is cyberbullying, which is an online via texting, email messages, voice messages, those kinds of things that are so prominent and prevalent. And our schools have had to develop a policy about not having cell phones or smartphones in the schools because we don't want that to occur. So most often it doesn't occur during the school day, but it occurs after school, and then we have to deal with it because the intensity is there the following day, and the child, you know, brings that problem to school. And number four is the relational bullying, and that is the exclusion from a peer group. Like, you know, you got a group of five or six girls, and you got a very attractive, and this is usually the issue, that would like to get into this group. But due to the fact that she presents a threat because the boys find her more attractive than they do the other five, then they don't want her in the group, and they'll start rumors about her, about her sexuality, about her personality, or about her background. They will start rumors, and they'll do verbal threats to keep her from being accepted within the peer group.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a very serious. That's an asterisk beside
that's
that one because that's basically a big, big deal.
Yeah, that's
and
very devious.
And we see so much of that. And number five is the reactive bullying. And I classify that as a victim of it's a kid that's been bullied. You know, frequently, significantly has been bullied. And all of a sudden just decides, you know, I think I'll start bullying somebody else. Maybe that'll make me feel better too.
Oh my gosh.
So because they've been bullied, then they turn around and start bullying someone else.
And those
are the five categories, and I think they're comprehensive, January.
Wow, this is amazing. It's physical, verbal, cyber, relational, and reactive bullying. So you've got five situations where this takes place. You're telling me that it's more with boys, but girls also are participating in this. And I've even seen something in the news about parents getting involved. Have you had that experience?
Oh, yes, especially in maybe community leagues of cheerleading and football, soccer, and a child that, you know, the parent feels is much more talented than some of what she has seen when they go to the games and make the observations because, you know, it's inclusive with cheerleading and other kinds of activities that involve other students other than those that are actually playing. Those parents become jealous, and they will make very derogatory remarks about some of the more popular girls that they see participating. And that becomes something also, interestingly enough, that's brought over into the school. And we then have to deal with it because it's disruptive to the learning process.
Now, when you're looking at the bully, you write that dysfunctional behavior can manifest from a poor self-concept, overinflated ego, failure in academic achievement, inconsistent emotional support provided at home or school, and in many cases a combination of all of these things. And these things can be identified by the counselors and nurses and administrators. what a big job that is, to pick someone out from a crowd and say, we need to give you counseling. Do you usually wait till there's an incident, or can you spot these people coming?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm glad you asked it, and it'll lead to several other comments that I could make. But, yes, you know, we are so tuned now to trying to prevent that 7-student death per year, or even any death per year, that we are, as professional educators, tuned to notice if there's anyone. You know, we monitor the halls.
Yes.
We observe behavioral characteristics in the physical education program where bullying is more apt to occur in the locker rooms when they're changing clothes. That's girls and boys. And halls where there are really no supervision. We have tried to say, okay, we can't have these unsupervised areas. We have to be able to observe all of these situations and report any unusual activity that looks as though it might be questionable. And
okay.
To that and with that, that is one of the things that I do. I call a student in and say, you know, we noticed this. Is there a problem? Can you open up with me and discuss it with me?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, if it is something that has been consistent, then that child will open up and say, well, it happens every day,
mm-hmm.
and I need some help. And they will say, thank you for noticing. So we are more aggressive in our observations and our efforts to catch it in the inception stage other than after it's occurred stage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Larry, this has been wonderful having you on the show, and thank you so much for coming and sharing with us. And we look forward to having you back again. I know we want to talk about your other program, Every Child Can Learn, and we will plan on doing that in the future. Will you come back again?
Yes, I can. And let me quickly state that the effective school movement that we're dealing with today in our school community, if a school is not safe, there can be no learning.
Mm-hmm.
And if bullying is not addressed correctly and effectively, there will be no learning. To that, I would say yes, we will come back with additional information. We have articles that we've already written, and you and I have previously discussed how we can get that information to you, and
yes.
We will be working on that, and I wanted to let you know thank you again so much for having
Wonderful.
Us have an opportunity to discuss
well, we
this
will,
with your...
We will be welcoming Larry Vines to the Successimo Success Coach Program, and when he's on that program, we will have him back and talk about it. For my listeners, all my shows are at noon Eastern Standard Time live, but be sure to catch our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the Follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. If you are interested in checking out our sponsor, successmo.com, the program, just go to their website, www.successmo.com. You look it over and you can sign on without any financial obligations. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started. So for now, I want you to stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my wonderful guest, Larry Vines. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me on my journey today and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.
The birds out in the backyard. She sees the birds in her backyard. Such a bird.